What's up, sports fans? I'm back again. Daily Distraction, sports, whatever the fuck this thing is called. I'm not sure anymore. To be honest, I'm not sure how long I'm going to continue doing these because not many people are listening, and I've been fucking killing it when it comes to gambling, so it's like I'm just throwing out awesome advice and nobody's caring, which, hey, that's totally cool, but like I can just do these by myself and then just save them and then keep winning money. It is what it is, whatever. So I won. I've just been going insane this week. And yesterday I won with the Timberwolves, which I called on here. Damn it, I can't pull up all the sports right now. I hit both NBA games last night, or was there three NBA games last night? I'm not sure. Hang on, April 29th. Yeah, Boston dominated. I said take them with the line. OKC won by 8. I said take them with the line. Denver won. Okay, they only won by 2. I thought they won by more. I probably said take them with the line. Not sure, so I'm going to give myself a little break with that one. Hockey, similar domination. Sorry, I'm on today and I'm checking tomorrow. I said Florida would kick Tampa's ass. They won 6-1. I was wrong about Vegas. That's a really goddamn good series. 2-2 now. I thought Vegas had their number. Guess not. And who knows with baseball. There's too many goddamn games for me to check. But, okay, back to tonight. Please leave a comment or, you know, whatever. Subscribe or some shit if you want these to continue. Because, again, it's just been really awesome for my gambling. So, like, I'm going to keep doing this in a way. But it'll just be me talking to myself and not posting anywhere. So, I like the Knicks tonight to finish off Philly. Knicks are at home, 27-14 at home. Philly is only 22-19 away, 54.5% for the Knicks tonight. They're likely going to be missing Robinson and Bogdanovich. Brunson is dayed as a game-time decision, but he's playing. Joel Embiid, on the other hand, he sat out the shoot-around on Tuesday, which is today. That's a little scary for Philly fans. And Kelly Oubre is sick, but probable. Still, he's sick. I like the Knicks. The line is 4.5. Like it. Over and under is 203. The Knicks have been... Well, the last game was 97-92, but all the other games went over that, so yeah, screw that. And, okay, Orlando-Cleveland. Cleveland is at home, but... Oh, shit, sorry. Orlando was 18-23 away. That's kind of crazy for such a good team. And Cleveland has all home teams. It's 2-2 the series. Home teams have won every game. Cleveland won by 14. Cleveland won by 10. Magic won by, like, 50 or some shit. And then the Magic won by, what is that, 20? Or, I don't know, 22, something like that. 32. Jared Allen is a game-time decision. Definitely not betting until I see he's playing. Allen is questionable. Okay, shit. I like Cleveland if Allen plays, but now I'm not sure. I mean, 63-36 for ESPN Analytics, who know absolutely goddamn everything. Numbers I can't even imagine. And I'm going to, yeah, I like the trend of the home team winning, unless Jared Allen is sitting. Then I'm probably not touching the game. I was going to say go to Orlando, but no, I'm just not going to touch the game. Indiana-Milwaukee, crazy series, absolutely crazy. Bucks won the first game. Giannis went down. Then Lillard went down. And then Middleton went down, but he continued to play. I'm not sure if he missed a game. I don't think he did. He's probable for tonight. Lillard's done. And just checking on Giannis fast. Yeah, doubtful for tonight. So I'm pretty sure that series is over. I like Indiana, -4.5. And also the under. Under 216.5. The last two games have been high scoring. Yeah, I don't know. Gut feeling, call it. Whatever. Sometimes I'm too into numbers. Okay. Those are those sports. I say it all the time. I much prefer baseball, but when it gets to the postseason, you know, that's kind of when I get my shit totally together. Like, that's big time. I mean, baseball I love, but it's just too early in the season to, you know, really know everything, or as much as you can, like with the NHL and NBA right now. There's a game happening right now, Detroit versus Seattle. 1-0, bottom of the 7th, Detroit. And I'm pretty pissed off because I was going to bet Detroit. And I didn't. So, next up is the Yankees versus Baltimore. Yankees, small favorites, 50-50 ESPN. Cortez versus Kramer. Kramer's a weird one because his ERA sucks, but he has a really good whip. More importantly, Aaron Judge, 4-for-10 with 3 homers off him. Stanton, 5-for-14. Rizzo, 1-for-10. Torres, 5-for-17. Volpe, 0-for-5. Cabrera, 1-for-2, but yeah, that's a little too many guys that hit him. On the other hand, Cortez. Rutschman is 6-for-12 against him. Mountcastle, 3-for-18 with 9 Ks. Santander, 1-for-12 with 6 Ks. Mullins, 1-for-18 with 8 Ks. I mean, just going by this, I really like the Yankees and a lot of strikeouts for Cortez. Don't usually like the under on Yankee games. And yeah, fuck that, because I don't like Kramer and even Cortez, who's been doing great. His ERA is 3.5. Whip is 1.00. Colorado, Miami, probably going to skip this one. Jimmy, just let me look fast. Yeah, 2 shit pitchers and shit teams. Just don't like it. Don't want anything to do with that. There is a second game and with St. Louis, Detroit today. Steven Matz versus Matt Manning. Again, I like Detroit. Matz is terrible. 5.55 ERA, 1.6 whip. And, I mean, it was pretty terrible last year. And, I don't know, the year before, probably. The guy sucks. He'll have some good games. But I like Detroit here. Especially if they sit some people. Especially if St. Louis sits, Goldschmidt or Arenado, which they might for the second half of the game. And now I feel like I'm looking at a game that I just talked about like a few days ago. Maybe this is the exact thing. Cole Reagans on Kansas City versus Jose Berrios. And damn it, I wish I could go back and find out who won that game, but at the moment I just have stats in front of me. Cole Reagans, okay, I'm going to guess Kansas City because Cole Reagans owns this team. Springer 1-for-6, Bichette 0-for-6, Kirk 0-for-4, Turner 1-for-5, Guerrero 0-for-3. So he hasn't seen him a ton, but seen a bunch of them twice. Looks like he pitched 2 games against them. On the other hand, Berrios, well, pretty similar. Perez, 9-for-42 against him. Massey, 2-for-10. Pasquantino, 2-for-6. Witt, 3-for-11, 3 Ks. Garcia, 0-for-4. Furman, 1-for-4. Melendez, 1-for-7. Renfro, 4-for-9. Batting 8th. Kind of weird. Maybe they should have noticed that. Okay. Toronto's favorite. ESPN likes him a little. Berrios has been ridiculous. I'm really trying to talk myself into Reagan's here. Okay, how about just taking the under? That's what I'm going to go with on this game. But I really am thinking about Reagan's, and I'm probably going to continue thinking about him until betting time. Met game, Assad versus Mania. Assad's been awesome. 27 innings, an ERA of 2 and a whip of 1. Exactly. No numbers after that. Looks like Assad pitched well against the Mets. They had, give up 1 hit against them. Not sure when the hell that game was, but whatever. He gave up 1 hit against the Mets in 3, 5, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14 at-bats. In terms of the guys playing today, it looks like Narvaez wasn't playing and Stewart wasn't playing that day, so whatever. I like the Cubs here. Not a big Mania fan. 1.44 whip, which is really scary. Assad, 1.00. I really like this Assad. The Mets offense will get going, but they haven't really yet. So, San Fran, Boston. My Red Sox. Hate doing it, but they're going against Logan Webb, who's awesome. 3-1, 2.33, 1.11, but it's not just this season. The guy is really, really good. I said awesome, that might have been a bit much. Really good numbers against what Red Sox you've seen. Devers 0-for-6. O'Neill 2-for-10. Cooper 2-for-13 with 5 strikeouts. Damn. Duran is the only other person you've seen, 1-for-3. And it's only a minus 130 line. God, I hate doing it, but I might actually have to go against the Red Sox by a run and a half. Cooper Criswell is going for them. I don't know enough about this dude, even though I'm a Red Sox fan. I do know he's 27 years old. He's pitched 3 times this year. His last game was the best, going 5 innings. went 2.1 the game before, giving up 4 runs, but only 1 earned. He's only given up 3 earned runs, but it's only 6.11.1 innings. I don't know what this guy's deal is, but I have to go against him and go with Logan Webb. I don't have to, but I am. Minnesota and the White Sox. Siemian Woods-Richardson versus Mike Soroka. Well, Soroka's been shit for a long time. I think he pitched well his last game, oddly. So, a long time before that other game that he pitched really good. I like Minnesota, but the line is too big, and I don't like Minnesota -1.5, so skip Cleveland-Houston. Carrasco versus Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown, 9.68 ERA, 2.49 whip. He's 0-4. Jesus. I don't think he pitched that many. 17 innings, 19 earned runs. I was going to say, Yeah, last year, 5.09, which is bad, but 1.36 whip, which it's, you know, he was 11-13. Like, he was like a decent, you know, 4 or 5 guy in the American League, but, I mean, now an ERA around 10, I don't know how you possibly bet on this guy unless you're just doing the whole he's going to come around thing. So, no, I like Cleveland. Maybe even take them with a run. The run and a half. They're +140 straight, so, yeah, probably just do it straight. Don't get crazy. That's what I do way too much, and it's stupid, even though I'm still going to continue to do it. Phillies, Angels. Angels won the last game. Anderson is pitching for the Angels. 1.05 whip. 1.78 ERA. I mean, I keep waiting for this guy to fall apart, and it's still early, but 30 innings. Damn good. And Spencer Turnbull, the same exact thing. Okay, so they're on a rotation, and I guess these teams are playing like 2 weeks in a row, whatever. So, or I'm thinking of something similar, but like, these guys are so goddamn similar where, in my mind, they're not good, but their stats are fantastic. And, I mean, the over and under is 8.5. I like the no-run first inning. I like the under. And I like, shit, I was going to say flip a coin, but yeah, when I flip a coin, I go for the underdog. I don't flip a coin. I just always go for the underdog if I can't see, like, any kind of number where it really points me into betting one way or another. Okay, last one, Braves-Mariners. Reynaldo Lopez, again, fantastic. 0.72 ERA through 25 innings and a 0.88 whip against Luis Castillo, who, goddamn, this guy's confusing. 4.15, 1.30 whip, 42 strikeouts in 34 innings. I mean, he's dominant at times, but at times. And Reynaldo Lopez owns everyone on tonight's starting lineup except for Cal Raleigh, who he's only seen once and gave up a home run, and Mitch Garver, who is 5-for-8 with a home run. Polanco 1-for-13, Haniger 0-for-9. Then there's a 1-for-3. Sorry, maybe own is a bit too much. 0-for-1, yeah, whatever. 0-for-0, okay. So I like the Cubs, maybe with the 1.5, but I don't really like this game that much, so I don't even know why I mention it other than the fact that I'm clicking on games and this is what I do, and it's made me a better gambler, and in the end, that's all that matters. Okay, Arizona, favorites against the Dodgers. Seems crazy, but I love it. Even with a 1.5, Jordan Montgomery is fantastic. I have no idea who Landon Knack is, but he does have a 1.00 whip through 11 innings. Dodgers have a terrifying lineup. But yeah, I love Jordan Montgomery. Love is maybe too strong of a word, in case he's out there listening. I really like Jordan Montgomery. Fantastic pitcher. And he just came back. I think he's going to have an awesome year. And that's about it. Got to go get high.